Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number every night, 877-876-PHIL. It's 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. We have a live streaming video cast of our show right now from the El Pacifico. And earlier we had a little bit of a light show, kind of a video show going on during our pre-show. Our pre-show starts at 9:15. And we're also all over the internet. We're on Twitter at twitter.com/realphilhendry. We're also at Phil Hendry Show there. And if you'd like to win a free year, a free backstage pass for a year, go over and hashtag BSP backstage pass at twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. And we're going to do a drawing at the end of this month. This is August. Already it's August.
Yeah, well, is today August?
Today is August the 1st. It's already August the 2nd in some parts of our fine country. So you could win a year's backstage pass from the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Also go to our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS. Margaret Gray is joining us from Montevideo, California, where they have had ongoing all day a protest. It's an appreciation, Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, Margaret.
The Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day is something that Mike Huckabee has endorsed, and a number of groups around the country. So it's one that is national in scope.
Right, exactly. And I want to give people a little bit of a background on this, because, as you know, we have been talking, at least we did last week with Ted Bell, off and on about the Chick-fil-A controversy erupting when the CEO and president of the company, Dan Cathy, said that they were a family-friendly Christian business, and I believe the statement was, if that makes me opposed to gay marriage, then yes, I am. Some of those who took part in a Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day in the Los Angeles area, and I'm just reading this from the LA Times because, as I said, it was all across the country, as Margaret did too, they said they were not drawn to the fast food eatery because of its chief executive stance on gay marriage. Some said they were standing up for his right to express his opinions without facing boycotts by those who disagree with him, right?
Phil, that is what some people are saying, but I find that disingenuous. And the reason why I find that disingenuous, and we are here with a group of people, by the way, Phil, who also believe in free speech. We believe in the right to endorse or support gay marriage. With me is retired General Galen Shaw. He is not with our group. You have been here, General Shaw, throughout much of this evening, and you do support this Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, correct?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me why?
Well, Margaret, the reason, I think, is quite clear. That Dan Cathy had said that this was his own personal point of view. It was not the view of Chick-fil-A, and that Chick-fil-A is a corporate entity.
But he did say that this would be the company's stance.
Well, they asked, even if it was the company's stance, but I believe the question was directed at him as an individual.
That's an interesting, excuse me for interrupting, that's an interesting point. Did Cathy say he was opposed to gay marriage, or did he say Chick-fil-A?
Well, he said, Phil, that it was a company-wide, if you will, attitude or policy.
Look, I'm willing to concede. I'm willing to concede that it is a company-wide attitude that they're opposed to gay marriage. That does not defer the argument that you can be in support of gay marriage, but you're here at Chick-fil-A today, and a lot of people are at Chick-fil-A today because they believe in the right of free speech.
All right, now, there's a question I have. Is it not free speech to support gay marriage?
Well, you're missing the point, though.
No, I mean, if you just go with me on this, sir, and...
Well, Phil, I will answer that question. Yes, of course it is free speech. And let me go one further. If you are saying that people should not boycott a restaurant because of someone's opinion, then you're basically saying that his opinion counts, but yours doesn't.
I'd like to know how you arrived at that.
Well, this is my thinking. And I think it's the thinking of most people that are informed, and I don't mean anything by that at all, but let me just say, my opinion is that gay marriage should be supported. Therefore, I am boycotting Chick-fil-A.
All right, So that right there is shows a level of prejudice. And that was my point.
And why is that prejudice, General?
Because she is denying the right of the company or the company's president, it doesn't matter who, she's denying them their right to free expression by boycotting their restaurant.
But I have a right to boycott the restaurant.
No, you do not. You can do anything you want. But you are denying their right of free speech.
I am not. I'm expressing my right of free speech.
I got to agree, and I don't mean to take sides here, but let me just ask you, sir. If my opinion of gay marriage is I support it, that's my free speech.
Yeah, well, then no one is denying that you have a right to free speech, but doesn't Dan Caffey?
Yes, he does. But if I say that I support gay marriage and someone decides not to listen to my show, do I have the right to say to them that you are denying me my right of free speech?
All I'm going to say to you, I don't want to get into hypotheticals because I don't think that helps anyone, and I think at the end of the day it only serves to hurt and it only serves to divide the people even further with these hypotheticals. I'm just going to say that I believe that the president has the right to say he don't like gays or gay marriage.
That he doesn't like.
Again, I don't need to be corrected in terms of my grammar, and I think that that's a little bit of a power move on your part.
I'm sorry.
If I misspoke, that he doesn't like gays or he doesn't want to be around gays, he has a right to say that, and you don't have the right. You don't have the right to boycott his restaurant.
So I do not have the right to boycott a man's restaurant, even though what he says about human rights, in this case, gay marriage, is, in my opinion, and only my opinion, wrong.
You just said human rights, and I don't think it's a human rights issue. I think it's a religious rights issue.
See, that's the part that drives me out of my mind every time you people say that.
And I don't like the you people.
Well, she didn't mean it in that sense. I mean, we're not having a racial discussion here, General. We're talking with Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw is out there, and I had no idea, sir. It's good to talk with you. This is very interesting. We're talking about the Chick-fil-A, and you're where, Margaret?
I'm sorry?
The Montevideo, right?
Yeah, we're at the Montevideo Chick-fil-A, and this is in the San Gabriel Valley. We're over on Brookster, which is, it's just above the 91. So people can come here, I suppose, and express their appreciation for Chick-fil-A. But I will, I will tell you that I'm going to, You know, I'm having a little bit of a problem with my throat, and I will tell you this. I was very hungry, and I went in, and I had one of their very small chicken tenders. I had a small chicken tender. The reason was I did not want to buy an entire sandwich because I felt that was an endorsement. So I had one of their tender trays, and I ate a couple of those, and I've got to tell you, Phil, and I'm saying this in all candor, it was the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my life.
All right. I mean, I had Ted Bell on here last week running down the food at Chick-fil-A, and I don't think we want to continue to do that.
Well, yes, and I appreciate it, Mr. Henry, because I've had the chicken tenders here, and they are absolutely delicious. I don't know what this woman is talking about.
I am talking about the fact that it was undercooked, that it was disgusting. It really was disgusting, and now I'm having a very difficult time breathing.
Well, I want to keep this discussion at the level of the issue. I don't want to talk about the food, and I don't want people running the food down, or for that matter, building the restaurant up as the greatest place to eat, because I think we had enough of that last week. All right?
That is fair, but I'm just telling you, I'm having a hard time breathing.
Well, I don't know what that... If you're having a hard time breathing, then we need to get you off the air and get you over to a hospital.
No.
I totally agree with Mr. Henry in terms of the... what's going on with your breathing?
No, that's not the point. The point is, I'm having a hard time breathing after eating some of the most disgusting food I've ever had from Chick-fil-A.
All right, so you're getting in this gratuitous bash on Chick-fil-A, and I don't think it is fair. 877-876-7445 is the number. The question here with Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw, is it opposing a man's free speech when you boycott his store because of what he says? Is that necessarily the case? If somebody were to boycott a place because it was in favor of gay rights, would you be opposing their free speech? Anyway, our number 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back with Margaret Gray and Galen Shaw here from the El Pacifico.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw are at a Chick-fil-A in Montevideo, California right now, which is in the Los Angeles area, and we're talking about Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, which was today, and quite a few people turning out for this, but it's very hard to determine whether these are people who are simply there because they feel the rights of free speech are being denied the company and their CEO. Whether they are people actively opposed to, for instance, gay marriage, or who they are. Margaret, you were just...
I was in line here, Phil, and I was asking people in line. I was going from one person to the other, and I was asking them, saying, so in other words, if I disagree with you by boycotting your business, you say that I am denying you your rights. And you would be surprised at the people that were confused by that.
Phil, this is General Shaw.
Yeah, go ahead, General.
I want to address what Margaret Gray is saying because I don't think that it's a fair assessment.
But you were not talking to people I was talking to.
I was not talking. What you're attempting to say is that because we are appreciating Chick-fil-A, we are denying this. We are saying that somehow where you can't disagree with Chick-fil-A. I don't think that it's a... I don't think you even have a question there.
You know what? When I went in line and I asked people that question, I found out, Phil, that it's beyond their understanding.
What does that mean?
It's not beyond anyone's understanding.
Hold on for a minute. What it means is this. The people here are saying that boycotting Chick-fil-A is denying Dan Cappy his right to free speech. And I said, isn't a boycott free speech, too? And that's when they lost it. And
all right, what do you mean by lose it?
Nobody lost it. No one felt that the question was...
I'll hold on for a minute. If you'll let me finish...
Yeah, General Shaw, if you could let her say what she wants to say.
Basically, I said it, Phil. I said when I said to the people in line, and here's the lady here. Do you think, what is your name? Clarissa Jones. Clarissa, do you believe that me boycotting Chick-fil-A, because I am boycotting Chick-fil-A, well, I thought you had a sandwich. I can't hear you. Speak up.
Yeah, ask the lady to speak up.
I said you had a sandwich. I had a chicken tender platter. And you have the platter. All right, but my question for you is this. Do you feel that because I am boycotting Chick-fil-A, that I am denying Dan Cappy his rights? I think so. Yeah, I think that you are, because what you're saying is he doesn't have a right to his opinion. And if I say that I'm in favor of gay rights and you boycott my business, are you denying me my freedom of speech? Well, I don't know. I don't know that it's...
May I answer that?
I'd like to hear what the lady says.
I just think it's apples and oranges. How is it apples and oranges? I don't want to... Thank you very much. So right there, General, that woman, and she's an example of a lot of people who have been unable to answer that question.
I don't think it's a fair question. I think the question here is whether Chick-fil-A has the right, through their CEO, to express an opinion. And
it's saying that they don't have the right. What Chick-fil-A is saying is, I don't have the right to boycott their restaurant.
I don't think that... No, they're not saying that at all.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And that's what's making me angry, Phil, because my argument is so airtight that really unintelligent people don't understand it, and they just stand there in line with their arms. It's really making me angry.
All right, well, look, there's no point in getting angry. What you have is a question that maybe you need to phrase in a simpler way.
Well, that could very well be, Phil, because she's saying that because I'm here, I'm denying her rights. She's denying my rights.
And how am I denying your rights?
How does Margaret deny you your rights?
Because she has said that she will not eat at Chick-fil-A. I support Chick-fil-A. And so if she doesn't eat at Chick-fil-A, she's attempting to drive him out of business, and it denies my right to patronize this business.
Now,
what about my rights, all right?
Well, hold on.
I wanted to hear Phil.
Phil, what about my rights?
What about your right?
What about my right not to eat at Chick-fil-A?
You...
See, she has that right too, General, don't you think?
Well, you know, I'm just telling you, from my point of view, what I'm saying is this, that you don't have the right to boycott Chick-fil-A. You don't have the right to boycott Chick-fil-A if it's going to run them out of business.
But I have the right to expect that.
You know, and that's where I stand on it.
All right, our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Margaret Gray as well as General Galen Shawn. They are both at this Chick-fil-A in Montevideo, California. Let's get Chris on the line. Hey, Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw.
Mr. Henry, hi. I want to ask Ms. Gray if she has... If she believes in gay marriage, then why doesn't she just go to a restaurant where they respect that and let the people that are there do whatever they want to do?
Well, I don't think that question is I don't think the question is really relevant. I'm here to simply say that I disagree with a point of view.
Right, but I mean, if you disagree with them, why don't you go to a gay friend? Maybe a gay friendly fast food or something like that.
That's a very good point. You could express your point of view much better that way.
What? I don't know what you mean by a gay-friendly fast food place.
I think it's possible there's places like Cougaroo, and I only heard anecdotally about Cougaroo.
You're saying Cougaroo is gay-friendly?
I think I've heard Cougaroo, I've heard Bird King, and I've heard a couple of other ones.
Sir, I can't understand you. You're saying these are gay-friendly fast food places?
Yes, sir.
Which ones?
Well, my understanding is Burger King and Cougaroo and Long John Silver, something like that.
Well, I don't know that those are gay. And it doesn't make any difference to me. They may be gay-friendly, but if they're gay-friendly, I don't need to go to their store and protest. I need to be a Chick-fil-A where they are making expressions against gay rights. And when I protest that expression, they tell me that I am discriminating against their rights. But what about my rights?
That's what I mean. No, it doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. 877-876-7445. Why doesn't she go to a gay-friendly place? A gay-friendly, whatever it is, a gay-friendly fast food place? The question that I have more... Is he back on the line?
Yeah, did you... Are you done with him?
Yeah, I'm done with him, sir. I'm all finished. Did you have another comment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't done.
All right, go ahead.
I just said I'm a adult film producer, and I am very involved, I think, in a world of, sexuality and sex. And gay sex is more and more. Gay sex is marginalized, even though there is gay sex porn. Most of the films that are told are straight. And so I think that while gay sex has more freedoms, I think you still have to understand that most of the gay actors that I've worked with, they still will eat at Chick-fil-A or Cougar or something like that.
Most of the gay actors, I don't understand what he's saying.
Are you saying you're working in adult films with gay actors?
I'm not an actor in an adult film.
I think you need to be careful there. You're a straight man?
Yes, sir.
Well, you need to be careful if you're in gay porn. You don't want to say that.
I'm not in gay porn. I said I'm a producer.
Oh, you produce them. All right.
So I guess I'll say that a lot of gays will eat at Chick or at Cougaroo.
No, I don't understand. Are you telling me the gay actors eat at Chick-fil-A?
I've known them, yes, sir.
Well, okay. So what is the point there?
Well, the point, Phil, is I think they're undereducated. They're not politically astute.
They like the Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Okay, thank you very much.
Missouri, I also have a point of view on where lesbians eat their...
877-876-744. A point of view on what?
Where lesbians eat their lunch.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Box Cannon.
Would you shut up? 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And it is the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-Phil. If you're watching our video cast tonight, I am wearing one of our official Phil Henry Show ball caps. And we actually, you can see there's dark letters. Those aren't numerals, they're dark letters. We have them in white, so.
Yeah, a lot of people might want it in white. I know I do. You know, so
hold on, whoa, okay? I shouldn't even have brought it up. 877-876-7445. Margaret Gray, along with General Galen Shaw at the at Chick-fil-A in Montevideo, California. And we're going to go to some phone calls. But my question for you at this particular junction, General, is the idea that there is a protest against Chick-fil-A, you feel, along with a lot of people there, that denies Mr. Caffey his free speech rights.
Mr. Henry, I believe I've expressed myself as clearly as I possibly can. Ms. Gray has tried to trap me. I think it's a semantical game that she's playing, and I'm not going to play her game.
I'd like to know how it's a semantical game.
I said I'm not going to play your game because you're trying to get me to say that I am denying you your rights. No, you're denying me my rights.
And how am I denying you your rights when you're standing right here and I'm looking at, I think that's either your second or your third Chick-fil-A sandwich.
It might well be. I like their food.
All right, and I've got nothing against that, but how am I...
Well, you do have something against it. You don't want people shopping here.
No, I don't, but as long as you're eating it, I hope you have a good meal. I don't mean you any harm here, General. I'm simply saying, how am I denying you your rights?
By standing here and telling me that Chick-fil-A's food is a disgusting experience. You tried to put me off my meal. You told me that it was undercooked. You said it was one of the most vile and disgusting experiences of your life. And it does conjure images.
Well, I'm sorry if it conjures images, because all I said, Phil, was that the food tasted bad.
You also talked about your dysentery or the runs or something like that.
Because that's what I got.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm not in favor of this kind of bad-mouthing the product, because I'm not really believing it. Ted Bell did the same thing last week. And I just reserve comment here, Margaret and General Shaw, for the moment. We'll go to some phone calls. But I'm not a big fan of this kind of thing. 877-876-7445. Here is Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Lori. You're on with General Galen Shaw and Margaret Gray.
Yes, I just wanted to say that I believe in everybody's rights to do whatever they feel. In no way is Chick-fil-A's rights legally being, you know, harassed or anything like that. It's just people's opinions. So, I mean, it's people are more than welcome to boycott, just like people are more than welcome to support. Like I personally did today. I went and showed my support by buying their product. It wasn't like ticketing signs or anything. But I showed my support simply by buying the product, like they show their non-support by not buying their product.
And I support what the young lady's saying, Phil, and I'll tell you. And she hit the nail right on the head. Excuse me if I interrupted you, Lori.
Well, let's let Lori... Yeah, go ahead, Lori. You finish what you want to say, then, General, you can jump in.
Of course.
That's pretty much what I had to say. It's just a few people may say we support Chick-fil-A, just like they, some people, yes. Of course, peacefully disagree with them by not eating there.
And I went and I got two Chick-fil-A sandwiches that Ms. Gray, and as I was eating them, that's when you started in on, you got diarrhea.
No, I did not say diarrhea. I said I had a little bit of a problem. I had to go to the toilet as the result of eating the chicken tender.
Is that true? And even if it is true, why do you bring that up? I mean... It's not the point. The point is, I would say your point, Ms. Gray, is the attitude of the owner or the CEO.
Well, it is. But if I eat their chicken tenders and I've got a problem having to run to the toilet, what do you want me to not say something? I will ask. Well, let me ask the young lady. Look,
greasy food. Greasy food is going to do that to you. That has nothing to do with the chain itself. You go to eat greasy chicken tenders anywhere else, you're probably going to have the same problem.
So you are saying the Chick-fil-A's food causes diarrhea. So you agree with me?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying anything deep fried.
She didn't say that.
Is not healthy for people in general. They do have grilled products that you can choose from. They have salads, just like any other chain would. And it's not about their food. It's about their opinion that they made.
I don't think it's very honest of you to call up and start giving me the menu items.
Why can't she? You were saying that they gave you diarrhea.
And the young lady just said, well, then don't eat their greasy food.
Well, she did not say that. She said that greasy food will cause that. Laura, you're not saying Chick-fil-A's food is greasy, are you?
No, I'm saying it's deep fried.
She did say that.
You
did say that.
No, I think what you're doing, Margaret, is you're twisting the words of this young lady a little bit, and I don't think it's fair.
No, I did not. The young lady said that if she eats greasy food, let me tell you something. I have nothing to gain by lying. I had the chicken tender, and it was as if I was an infant and had to have my diaper changed.
Oh, my God, and she said this while I was eating.
No, I did not.
Yes, you most certainly did.
All right, Lori, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-7445. We'll move on to Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how are you guys?
Fine,
sir. Hi, Margaret. I was just looking. I hear everybody mentioning boycott, and boycott means to withdraw from a commercial or social relations with a country, organization, a person as a punishment or
organization.
Protest.
What is an organization?
Yeah, but you guys are there eating the stuff, and you said you purchased
it. No, I'm not eating it. No, I did eat the ten. Well, I did because
how is that a protest?
My blood sugar was going down. Protesting.
I'm a diabetic also, and you don't eat greasy foods for blood sugar.
Well,
going down.
I'm not a diabetic. I said my blood sugar was going down, not up.
So
I'm
you eat something sweet to get it up?
No. No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't know anything about hypoglycemia. No, you do not. Hypoglycemia, even if you eat something sweet, it will cause the blood sugar to go even further down because the insulin is reacting. You're a diabetic. You don't have proper insulin. As someone who does, if I eat something sweet, the insulin reacts to it.
We're way off the subject. Let me ask a question, Margaret. Why did you eat there if you're boycotting?
I just got done telling you.
All right, so you had something to eat because your blood sugar was low. Now you're on there saying that the food is slop. So you're getting further and further away from what this gentleman's talking about, which is do not patronize.
I am not patronizing in the sense that Mike does. I don't eat there every day. I'm not saying Mike eats there
every day. I don't eat there. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. We don't have any near there. I wish we did. But getting back to the horses back and forth.
You've got the buffalo wings. I know that. I love those buffalo wings they have.
We've got a few good places, but...
I absolutely love them.
But what I'm trying to get at is the Jim Kelly...
Okay, General, just let the gentleman finish.
I apologize.
Jim Kelly, yes. Yeah. Jimbo's a good friend of mine. Hunter's Hope is a great charity. I support it whenever I can. My company does.
Everybody has free speech.
Everybody, I don't care. If you don't want to eat there, don't eat there. But don't show up there and demonstrate. There's a fine line between demonstration and boycott. If I boycotted something, I wouldn't be on their property harassing. And
I think that's true.
If somebody called the police on you, you would be removed. So demonstrate effectively. You can boycott all you want. That does not mean going there and harassing people. And you are harassing people.
I don't know what you call harassing people. When I ask a woman a question that she's unable to answer,
a woman.
You heard. You heard the woman. She was unable to answer the question, and it shows me something. It tells me that the intellectual backbone of this particular so-called Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day is non-existent. General?
Well, I didn't know what I didn't hear what you asked. I was listening to this for the last hour.
I came online at
106.
Yes, exactly.
So.
I asked the lady, I said, if you are showing appreciation for Chick-fil-A, that's fine, and that's your free speech right. But if I boycott Chick-fil-A, why do you say that I'm denying you your rights?
Now, that
no,
part...
That was wrong. You have a right to not eat there, but why would you go on the property to harass people that are eating there?
Because they need to be reminded of
they're there because they are supporting the First Amendment right. They want the freedom of speech. And they are, and what they're doing right now, the sleeping giant.
All right, let me jump in here, Mike. Mike, you're making a good point, but let me see if I can't put this a better way. Is anybody denying Dan Cathy his free speech rights? Okay, so then, therefore, if no one's denying him his rights, why is there a so-called Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day?
Well, that's what he wants. Well, I don't know who did create that.
Yeah, I don't, to be honest, I don't know.
I think it was Mike Huckabee. And I'll answer your question, Mr. Hendry. It's their right to say, well, regardless of what Dan Cathy thinks, we like Chick-fil-A because he has a right to.
I understand that, but you see, every time people get criticized, there seems to be a problem with our country these days, and here it is. When people get criticized, they automatically say, I'm being denied my free speech. No, you're
Absolutely.
Being disagreed with, you know, and that's somebody else's free speech. That's the part that I'm worried about.
Well, Mr. Henry, that's not happening at all. We're here to show Dan Cathy that his food is great, his restaurant's great, Margaret Gray and the rest of these pro... whatever you want to call yourself, Miss Gray, and I agree with this man. You're on the premises. Someone ought to arrest you.
Someone should arrest me.
Yes, someone should, because you
demonstrate, open up a restaurant that supports gay workers, that supports gay marriage. Don't try infringing on people's rights because you don't like it.
These people, I'm telling you, sir, need to be reminded
these,
of what
these
slop
people,
it is.
You're just saying,
they need to
you're
be reminded of the slop.
You're just saying what whites called the blacks back in the 50s and 60s. These people.
I beg your pardon? Well, no, that's different. What the whites called the blacks is
different.
Racist.
It's the same speech.
It was racist.
What you're saying.
I'm calling them these people because they're sort of, you know, they're those people.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what are they?
I don't think they're very educated. I don't think they're educated
so
as to the
stupid.
Right of the free
They own
speech.
A business. They're stupid. They're ignorant.
Well,
they
may
do
own
what
a business,
they want
to
do. But if
I'm
you
trying
don't
to
want to go there, then stay away. Stay
I
away.
I don't want to go here, but I'm trying to remind
business.
The people. Yes,
I'm
but
sorry?
I'm trying to remind the people that are eating here, their duty
they're
is not to
eat
here.
They're
eating
because they want to.
They're, no. Well, all right, they want to, but they don't realize what they're doing.
What does that mean, they don't realize what they're doing?
They're getting a good meal. They're eating what they want to eat. They're supporting a Second First Amendment right, they're eating what they want
what is the fifth,
to. Why should you
right
step in there? I'm sorry?
Because they're forcing themselves to eat at that place, regardless of whether it's good food, just so
Who's
Dan Cathy can make another bottom line this month.
Wait a minute.
Who's
why are they for?
Them?
No one's forcing them.
They're forcing themselves.
Well, I disagree. Look, we got to take a break, Mike. Good point, though, Mike. Thank you very much. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, Margaret Gray, and General Galen Shaw on the Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day happening today. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go any place, everywhere to take it places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Margaret Gray and General Galen Shaw at the Chick-fil-A in Montevideo. So the discussion that we had this hour was about free speech and about people's rights.
Okay, Phil, the discussion we've had here is about my right to come to Chick-fil-A and to enjoy the food here.
Phil, that no one is denying him his right. He's denying me the right to boycott.
Why are you here?
Well, you're there, Margaret, so you're not boycotting.
No, that's wrong. I am boycotting, and that's the part of the anti-gay group that I find so frustrating. They're not very, I don't want to say uneducated.
Well, you've kind of been saying that when you said these people.
Phil, when I say these or those people, I'm talking about a group. I'm not talking about blacks. I'm talking about primarily undereducated whites.
All right, and why is it all right to refer to them as those people?
Well, no one said it wasn't all right to refer to black people as those people, but it is racist.
All right, well, then why is it okay and not racist to refer to poor whites?
Because it's different.
It's different. Why is it different?
Excuse me, I'm not answering your question, General. I'm talking to Phil.
Fine, but at some point when you get around to it...
Would you please not, while you're eating that sandwich, spray the sandwich?
I'm sorry, but...
Phil, as he's eating, bits of sandwich have been... Thank you.
All right, well, maybe you ought to back off there, General.
I'll back away. It's a very good sandwich.
I understand you think it's a good sandwich, but you don't have to breathe it all over me. And when he talks, he's saying, blah, 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 and the food...
All right, Margaret, the point is, you don't like the term those people applied to black folks, I agree, but when you used it to the people in line there at Chick-fil-A as an undereducated bunch of whites, I think is what you said.
Phil, let the record show that there are African-Americans here in line.
Yes, there are, and I'm not referring to them.
All right, and why aren't you referring to them?
Black people that are conservative religiously are conservative religiously because it was a survival technique. Whites that are conservative religiously, I worry because I consider it to be more something out of prejudice.
All right, well, look, this is a big, broad brush argument we're having here that's getting us no place. Why are you there if you're boycotting?
I am boycotting, Phil, and I can still be here.
No, well, the gentleman said, and I think he had a point, if you're boycotting, then you stay away.
No, he's wrong. If you're boycotting, you don't buy the food. And that's what I'm doing. I'm not buying the food.
You did buy
You bought a chicken tender platter.
Yes.
I told you already that I bought that because my blood sugar was down and I needed something to eat.
And then you made the point that it gave you diarrhea.
And the young lady called up, who is in support of Chick-fil-A. I am running out of air trying to argue with you two idiots.
I'm an idiot, huh?
Mr. Henry, let the record show.
I'm an idiot, Margaret?
Yes, I really, arguing with you and the general is like arguing with two, I don't know, drooling autistic...
Oh, God.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say...
Boy, you know what, Margaret, we're going to have for you... A special award. It's the Foot and Mouth Award. You're there ostensibly to support what many would consider to be a progressive stance, that is pro-gay marriage. You are there to talk to the people in line. I'm not even calling you someone harassing. I don't think you're harassing them. You're asking them questions, and they certainly don't have to answer them.
That is what I was trying to say to that other man.
Okay, fine. But now, because General Shaw and I are asking you a question, which is, why are you there if you're boycotting? You've just stumbled into calling me a drooling, autistic blankety-blank.
I did not say blankety-blank.
Your voice trailed off. Your voice trailed off, and that's the point that I wanted to make.
So my voice trailed off, so what?
Well, with your voice trailing off, you could have been saying MF-er, and...
All right, I don't think she was saying that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you thought I was using the MF.
I'm saying you could have been.
Phil, I am going to bid you a very fine good evening. I am not going to put up with this any longer. I'll tell you this. I will be here at Chick-fil-A for as long as they are open this evening, talking to people in line and asking them why it is they are eating this food so they can support the denial of gay rights and deny me my right to be boycotting. You know what I meant.
Okay. 877-876-7445. No, I didn't know what she meant there. It's a very interesting argument, and I certainly agree with Margaret in terms of gay rights. I will tell you this, though. If you're boycotting a place, then you're boycotting a place, and you're not there, you're not eating there, you're nowhere near the place, and you're simply not giving it any publicity. She's out there actively engaging people in line and asking them, why are you eating here? 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Lots of stuff ahead. Scott Peterson's judge has halted testimony after the defense has sought a mistrial. We got news from Hollywood, and the city of San Bernardino, California, is filing for bankruptcy. It wasn't so long ago that was one of the fastest-growing areas in the country, and now they're out of money. The world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico.
Phil Henry.